So the British government and the media empire of Rupert Murdoch are in an all-out war right now. The UK Parliament Committee, after months of investigation into that phone hacking scandal at Murdoch-owned tabloids, delivered a broad and uncertain indictment against the man behind the giant news corporation.
In the view of the majority of committee members, Rupert Murdoch is not fit to run an international company like BSkyB.
BSkyB, referred to there, is the lucrative global satellite television company that Murdoch is a part owner of and wants to completely own unless the British government stands in his way. Jess Todfield is a former Fox News producer. Fox News, of course, is a Murdoch property. Jess, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, John.
So if the Murdoch story just stopped right here, what do you think is the Murdoch legacy for journalism and media in the world?
Well, I think people, and Americans in particular, have a short attention span. So I think that we will, and a short memory, I think we will forget this as time goes on, and we'll remember all of the movies that we liked, all the TV shows that we liked and we connected with and said, well, there was this thing. And as time goes on, it will fade. It's got to be pretty uncomfortable for him right now and his business, but I think it will fade as time goes on.
We're talking with Jess Todfield, who's a former Fox News producer. Now, you know, I see a lot of Fox movies and
yes,
love them, but I don't necessarily associate them with Rupert Murdoch. However,
that's it. Yeah.
However, if I watch Fox News and Bill O'Reilly, and, you know, I do associate Murdoch, and since I live in New York, the New York Post, with a, let's not say ideological, but certainly a very strong conservative bent and a way of definitely positioning all of his media properties to have a particular point of view.
Right.
And is that his legacy?
I think that's part of his legacy. Yeah, it is. I mean, he's always been trying to build this global empire. And back in the early days when I was just looking for a job at yet another television outlet and they started this thing called the Fox News Channel, which didn't have any reputation for anything.
Right.
And he had actually come out and said, CNN is too conservative. And I remember thinking at the time, too conservative? You know, it's just basic news. What are you talking about? But obviously, we all get now what he meant by that, and obviously, his various properties have a different point of view that they go with.
So conservative politically, but maybe more aggressive, more forward-thinking in terms of the style of presentation.
Aggressive, and look at all the newspapers that he has across the world. Obviously, more tabloid, I would say. More on the print side and the tabloid side, as well as, say, A Current Affair, along the way, those types of shows. So that's a brand that he built, and that's fine. By the way, that's all separate from this whole story that's going on, which, you know, is terrible. When you talk about people breaking into cell phones and listening to messages obviously anybody who doesn't approve of it. I was about to say, you know, this young woman who died, obviously that's awful. And, you know, just to make sure to say, you know, now I'm not currently working for them. And for a number of years, I now work as a media consultant for businesses and corporations.
Understood. So, we were clear about the former thing. You know, you say obviously the phone hacking thing was bad. But exactly what the British Parliament was saying yesterday was that inside the corporate culture of News Corp and News of the World and the tabloids in Britain, and I wonder what your experience was, it wasn't so obvious that basically they believed they were encouraged to do these kinds of things. Did you ever feel that sense at Fox News?
No. In fact, when this whole story broke and I'd done some BBC interviews and I was talking about it, I said, it never even occurred to us to even – not only did we not do something like that, it didn't even occur to us to go do something in that manner. And, you know, it kind of leads me into just a whole other conversation we're not going to get into now about the U.S. state of journalism, which I think a lot of the 24-hour networks, all of them, the people who are working there are really just running on that mouse wheel, and it's really about plugging holes and getting people in. So I think there's just less – journalism going on, less time for someone to say, I'm going to take this story to the next level and I'll step on whoever I can to get to that. That's not something that I've seen at a number of other places that I've worked at as well, where it's about plowing through the content and just putting people into slots. And I
and,
wish
and ruthlessness and a certain kind of ruthlessness, which Rupert Murdoch didn't invent, but he certainly did well with his own sort of brand of ruthlessness. Did you work for Roger Ailes over there at Fox News?
Well, he headed up the channel. Yeah. I didn't get to hang out with him at lunch. But
well, Jess, let me share a story with you. Let me share a story with and see what your reaction is. Because I once applied for a job at Fox News and spent some time in Roger Ailes' office. And he had this speech that other people who worked at Fox told me he would deliver. And it was always he'd set you down and then he'd sit on the desk next to you. And he'd look down at you. And he very much felt like Rupert Murdoch was right there in the room.
Yeah.
And he said, "Can you wake up every morning and not apologize for the United States of America, John Hockenberry?" I mean, you know, it was his trying to get me a job. I don't think I had any chance of getting a job there. But that very much was the sort of credo. Don't apologize for the United States of America ever. Did you find that on the floor of Fox News?
I did not find that on the floor of Fox News, but that I absolutely could see him doing something like that.
Really?
He lives his life with no apologies. It's basically and being ruthless with his own opinions, and that's totally fine. But my feeling was, I think a lot of it came from when I was there. There were a lot of folks who, and I guess I've been gone for maybe 6 or 7 years now. The people who worked there were of all different political backgrounds, but the folks who were on the air kind of kept things the way the viewers were expecting. And
right.
I think with each election, it kind of got more and more towards one direction.
So you say that while the anchors had the brand of focusing on the sort of conservative view of things, which would be consistent with Rupert Murdoch, on the floor, the sort of production staff wasn't that way, except as time went on, it got that way.
I saw it going more and more in that direction. And by the way, just as a last shot, a last thing to throw in there, I'm really curious to see how this whole thing plays out. And will there be some sort of censure off of what we're hearing Parliament say? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait and see.
Well, everyone will be watching. Jess Todfeld, the former Fox News producer, now a corporate media consultant. Thanks for a candid discussion, Jess.
No problem, a pleasure.